Okay, we're continuing our Shu'urim on Otsot Chaim. We are in Shah Akudim, Perik Aleph. That is in the old print, it's Daf Base Amud Aleph. And in the Matuk Midrash, it's Daf Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav. Okay, so it's Perik Aleph from the beginning. We are up to Shah Akudim and the Inyan of Tamim HaTachtonim. We're going to explain. And the Arizal says as follows: V'achikar bo atamim atachtonim shemitachas ha'oisios shehen bechinas ha'orot ha'orot ha'yotim derech ha'peh shel odom ha'kadmon o misham lechutz. So we're just starting here. Sha'akudim. And we're speaking about tamim atachtonim. Remember, there's three tamim: tamim elyonim, tamim emtsoim. And now we're finally up. So we start Tamim Tachtonim, Emtsoim, and Enyos. So we're just starting off the process over here. And this, in the Kabbalah Shpach, is called Ben De'av De'sag. Now, we know what that means again. So again, we're talking about the Or Sag, which is not the highest, the second highest, with Or Ab, by the head, by the top part of the head, from the Uznaim Lamala. And then you have Or Sag, we're talking the Pnimius of Ak. You're looking at me as if I've come from the upside, the Ak. In the P'i of Ak, right, it's been formed, and you have inside of Ak, you have this all that's in, makes up his neshama. The chelik from his uznaim lemala, the kakafta, is the ab chelik. Of course, it goes all the way down, but that's the part which is megulim. Then melubash on top of that, inside of Ak, is the all asag until the tibul goes all the way down, covering over that chelik of the pnimius, which is the ab. And underneath that, from the tibor downward, you have Ma'uben, which we're not speaking about right now. So in that chelik of Sag, you divide that Sag into the Ab the Sag, the upper part, that means, of the Sag, the Sag, which is the lower part of the Sag, and then the Ma'uben of that Sag. Okay? And as well, you can divide it a bit further, so even in the higher part of the Sag, which is called the Ab the Sag, we're going to say we're talking about the ben of the ab. That means the lowest part of the ab of that highest part of sag. Okay? So this is called the ben, the ab, the sag. That's what it's referred to. And that is otherwise known in the shpach of Tanta, Tamim, Nikudos, Oisios, and Oisios, Tanta, Tamim, Nikudos, Tagim, and Oisios. This is the Tamim, which is one of the highest parts. Okay?
What's the term? What?
This is, in Kabbalah, what we use is something called Erech. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we're applying this sprach of Eures, yeah, which is called Asmab,
yeah,
and we're lining it up with Tanta.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're right, the highest chelik of Tanta refers to Ab, yeah, but we can change the Erech as we want. That is always refers to one to the other, parallel, but he changes the error. So you can say that Tanta, the highest part of Tanta, which is Tam, refers to the Sag. Right? You can do that. Are you with me?
No. How can you do that?
How can you do that? Because it's all the Erchim. This is one of the first Hagdama shows that we give. That in this, the difference between Nigla and Nista. Let's go back in basics. In Nigla, we can't do that. Everything is Meduyik. Right? Because we're dealing with halacha. Right? The Gemara and all this. Everything is halacha based, and you can't either it's this or that. In Kabbalah, it's mufakeh. Everything is sort of loved after. Because we can't point our finger at what we're discussing exactly. Right? Because we're talking about salt here. So the language we're using is be'erech, what we're speaking about. Never meduyah. Right? Because things do change as well. They're not static in the Olam HaSeviyon. So they do change. A marshal. You're looking at me very funny. Let me give a marshal to bring more down to earth here. If I call this person, I call him, he's a father. And somebody else calls, he's not a father, he's a grandfather. And somebody calls him, no, he's not a grandfather, he's not a father, he's a son. Who's right? They're all right. Right? It depends what you're talking about. He's a grandfather, klape, his son, right? And he's a father, klape, you know, the other generation, and so on and so forth. They're all the same person. So I can call one, I can call him in different erochim, right? His be'erich is this, he's called something else. Be'erich, so I can change the erich that I'm using to give you an idea of what I'm speaking about. Depends what I want to show you. I want to show you the grandfather aspect of this person, the son aspect of the person, or the father aspect of him. Again, these words are just to move
us into the right. Understand that. Okay. Rabbi has it from me. I didn't have how you changed from you were busy with Absak, Sagma, and Ban, all that.
Yeah.
So you suddenly switched to Tanta, and then you correspond to together. I didn't have it. How did you change? You said we're going to discuss Ban. The sag, the ab.
No, the
true.
No.
Ban the ab, the sag. Sorry, ban the ab, the sag.
Ban the ab, the sag.
Say it all. Yeah. No. How did you connect it to Tanya?
Again, I don't connect anything. I'm just reading the words in here. We're talking about the Tami, the Tachtonim.
The Tami, the Tachtonim of what? Of this band, of this ab, of this sag. Which one?
No, the Tami is sag, right? Was sag. That's all sag.
Oh, so what was ab? Ab wasn't Tami.
That's the highest part.
That's right.
Right?
That is
the all Ozen, right? From the Ozen comes out this all of Sag.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I can split that Sag
into
the Abed Sag, which I'm speaking about, the highest part of the Sag. And I'm talking about the lowest part of that.
That's right.
Okay, so let's make it easier, right? Let's put that Sag away. We're talking about the highest part, which is Ab. Let's say that's called Tami. Does that make it better for you?
So
we took Tami, and the lowest part is Tami Tafton, that's Ben the Sag. Bend up.
But there's only a Yonim and Tzoyim and Tachtonim.
Yeah.
There's only three.
Yeah.
There's not to be four because you've got four. You've got Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban.
Right.
So well, why are we here?
Right. The highest Madrega, and the highest Madrega we're not going to speak about.
Tami
Tachtonim is Ben. Tami and Tzoyim will be Ma de Ab.
Yeah.
And the Tami Million will be Sag the Ab.
Sag the Ab.
Right? But the more than that, which is the Naim,
the Ab, the Ab, the Sag, you weren't talking
about. We're not going to speak about that.
And that doesn't have anything in Tanta. Doesn't have any.
We can, as we said, we can. If you want, I can make up something for you. You know, because it gets all the errors in, you know. Again, not to be caught up in this limit with the Lashon so much.
Right.
More to show. More this Lashon, this is the key phrase, more to show, the Lashon that Ariza uses is more to show the relationship between one thing and another. That's really the Nekudah. Okay, it's not the actual thing, but it's more the relationship, because that thing changes. Za will change into Abba, and Abba will change into Al-Khampi. You call it a Za, and they go, well, it depends where it's holding. It grows, like in a baby grows from this size into that. Well, you told me it's a baby, well, it grew. And it changed its name. That's not gefährlich. And in this world, we can't do that. Halacha is a halacha. I have to tell me the ideas. Mutar also. In Kabbalah, we're describing a zach. Nothing grows, it changes. It's very important to understand that. Okay, so let's get another one. Perek al-Bashah, ikudim. Akudim. Vachikach, bo'u tamim atachtonim, shemitachas ha'oisyos. Vehem bechinas ha'or yotze derech ha'peh, shel Adam Kadmon. Misham Melechus. Okay? So there's Neshama Ke'ilu, this awe, which we're calling Ben the Al-Dasag, is coming out from the Pedak. Remember, we had awes coming out from those nine, from the Chotim, and now it's coming out from the Pedak. V'hin, Kan, Mitchabu O'ot Ha'yotim, Chibu Gomu, because we saw the first two awes, the Achaf, which we call Oznaim, Chotim and Pe, which is called Achaf. The Oznaim Dika'ol didn't touch. The one coming up from the right and left ear didn't touch. The ones coming up the right side of the Chotem and the left side also didn't touch. It came down parallel. Now this is finally the O which is coming in. What's the big mile of it touching? Because it's going to be now going to make a Keli. And that's Taki the Takid of the Gans, the Shalshelus of the Vavim, to make a Keli. Because all without a Keli is useless. It's complete potential. Which is not going to actualize. You can't make any oil with that. So nachum over here. Kam nitzchabu oz yotzim chibogom. Ki harei hem yotzim der tzino rechab bival. Vatam. Ki kol ma sha'ot midrachakim u mispashtim lemata. Kach yesh yecholes lahasigim lekablom. ולכן אין חשש אם נתחבו עוד המקיפים in the Pnimiya. So throughout the little, yes, since it's going further and further down, it's losing its high legal madrigas, and therefore the taktonim, which are the tafkid of all this, will be able to mimastic it. And therefore it's kedai to make, and then it's the right zman to make a keli over here. V'hene, right, v'hene. Kivan shekivan is chabu o'oz makifim v'pnimim yachan. What does it mean? Because always from the right side comes the makifim dika'o. Whether there was nine chotim or pe, even the right side of the pe. Always makifim dika'o. And the left side is all the o'pnimim shebo. That's the two chalokim of the o'ol. Chayin, hetzicham li'tavaz b'chiret kelim. Ela, what meaning one? These two o'os, makifim o'o, bang into each other, and they take a form of kelim. Elishem zachim betachlis azichuch kemoshin ilvan v'lefichach adayim lo nizgal lekan rag v'bechiles keli echad bilvan aval ha'orot hayu nechlokim le'asara. So we have to make it differentiate when these two orot coming up on the right side and the left side bang into each other and they're making a keli. But you have to understand that's only the keli shibo, but in every keli you need or. So the etzer orot are there. The 10 spheres, they always have to be there. The only thing, the chiddush over here, is that usually 10 spheres are found in the 10 kelim, but here, in akudim, which means okud, everything is gathered together, akedit yitzchak, everything is gathered together in one big kelim. Ve'elu ha'orot nikraim akudim, pirush ha'inin hu, ki hine ksiv, it says in the pasuk, in Bereishis, but the Esei Einai Ve'ere B'chalom, talk about Yaakov Avinu, when he was working by Laban. V'hine Atudim Ha'olim Alatzon, Akudim Nikudim Berudim, Berudim. Right? So this is the famous Pasuk. We all learned it, now we're going to learn the Sod of that Pasuk. We're going to learn that Sod of the Pasuk. Meaning, when he's typing up, these are the words coming out from the Olam of the Pit. Right? Olama apeh. They're coming out first, b'derech akudim, which means one big keli with 10 spheres and stuff, and then it's going to develop into the world of nikudim. Each sphere will have his own keli then. And then it's going to turn into the world of brudim, and then finally into the world of atzilus. And that's, then we start talking about atzilus, which is more close to what we're talking about, to our world. Atzilus, Bri, Yetzias, Tzia. Those are the worlds that we speak about most today. But that's the process. Akudim, Nekudim, Brudim. So all these inyonim that we find in Chumash is poshut al pi Kabbalah. What they were actually doing is forming the initial kelim of the olam. V'gam ksiv ki arida kol asher lovan osilach. Now lovan takes a big part of this as well. And because I see the image that says to Yaakov, I saw everything that Lovan did or for you. You can type Shabnat Dafka to you, for you. He was actually helping Yaakov forming these great spiritual worlds for you. Upasik Zev Ramos called Bechinas Te'elu She'anu Medavrim Kam. Everything that we see in this Tukim, exactly what we're describing in Tamei Milyon, Tachtam, and Emsayim, these worlds of Akudim, Nikudim, Gudim. That we're speaking about Khan. Ki Lovan hu sod halubana elyon. Oh, Nishkin Poshto Mensch. Lovan was Heiliger Mensch, kommt away from the Arisa, that he was Lubana elyon. Asher hu kodem kol ha'atzilot hu. Dainu, we're talking about the Shosh and Neshama of Lovan, was not as we take it like a Rosh Gomo. But actually, says that either he was Mamesh, his neshama was way, way up there in the world of Akudim, and even higher. V'hu higher also kol ha'elu b'chinas. He was actually manipulating all these worlds. Shem Akudim, Nikudim, Burudim. Litzorech Atzilus. He was actually, that's why I said, not to him, he was doing it for him. Litzorech Atzilus. Shiyatz lu'achelim. Ashehu Nikol B'Shem Yaakov.
Are we talking about Lovan himself, or are we just talking about the topic of the Rambam? Besides the Pshat, it's the Rambam, but nothing to do with Lovan and Yaakov.
How can it be nothing to do with Lovan?
This is the way the Torah puts it in, to the Rambam to us.
I don't know what that means.
The Torah is Maldish, the story with the story of Lovan, but Lovan himself was means
I don't think it's machai. There's only one loven. Who asked this kasha? He asked this kasha, right? This kasha is the kasha you're all thinking of. I can hear it out loud already. How can a loven gomo, a washer gomo, a loven be bechalal mixed up in these inyonim of what we're speaking about here? That the heiliger worlds, and we're talking about Ach, highland world of Ach is coming out. These kreuser. Or lamas, or kudim, the kudim brudim, and he's manipulated. I mean, what's going on here?
We got this question in many places. We got Zayin Melachim as well. Zayin Melachim of Esav. They seem to be very high.
Yeah, but he didn't say that Rosh Hashanah. He didn't say that Rosh Hashanah. We didn't see any pu'ulos of rishus there. Here we're seeing the mamish is a Rosh Hashanah. When he tried to do it, the okah is a koil. He wanted the mamish. We like it more than power. They're like, more than power. Yeah, it's mamish. Ashtika's theory here is a key. It says the lashon here in Buru and the Ois Zayin. Very interesting lashon here. And he says, the Pasuk says, Rom is called Bechinas Eile. And he says as follows, right? Inyan, Ech shemerumas b'shem lovan asher hu rosh ha-gomo. V'inkeh, Ech merumas v'nidrash b'shmo inyan nora gvora v'nela shel dorush bo ha-rizo.
You see that he himself doesn't ask the kasha, how can it be that low on the rosh? He asks, how can it be that the Torah was malbish, the Gois Inyanim, in a name of lovan which was rosh?
There's only one Lavan here. There's no two Lavan, you know, they're not talking about a different Bechir. It's a Lavan of Rashi here. Well, what's going on here? So it's a long piece. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read this Moskot. In case, Hari ain't stealing this. There's no stealing what we're talking about here. It's Mamish Kol Akol Mur. He says as well. Ki asod moti yakar mizolel alideish zorek et a klipa of Rav Solit. V'boreh es etov v'maleh oisah v'kodesh ha-kodoshim. He explains this. Zehu gam ki me'inyan ha-dalet chayas ha-mekobah shem aryeh shor nesher odom. V'hineh ha-gam hu aryeh v'nesher hem etzleinu ha-mini ha-tmeim. How can it be in ha-mekobah is made of mini ha-tmeim? We won't touch it b'chlal. Ha-kol tumosem lo nasa b'hem ela rak acher shenishtal shelu l'imata v'nech ha-zara b'hem. Lemal avada the kosher, avada the tom tachlis tahara. They're going to be in the mekovah, but these meaning when they pass through all these different worlds, they finally get down to this world. That's when the tomb is toifus on them. V'lakach nasu aleinu, aber lemale b'mokam achitzas v'negias araba hem tor v'kodesh v'da'o. Ki mi asher shorosh mitziosu asher lemale v'kodesh hu yoste ne'ela v'gevora. Who kasher nishtal shel mitzioso derech hamokom asher einu tohor kenal, but who holech ache yitzro nasi lerosh ra, who hine misgabe berishoso lemeod meod, vehem kol hareshoyim gedolim kmo loven veesa veparo kiyotze b'zeh. So what the lesson is saying is that zul umazu, the higher you have kedusha. Right, you know, the higher the stone is, the further it falls. You know, the higher in kedusha, in the shorosh and the neshama is, if you decide to be borei ra, the more the rosh you will be. That's the klal. Zule umazu. Va'adel zehu mida toiva mamruba ki kasher mitzgabel yitzchov yosei rotzen kono hu gedolim alotzer v'kedushoso ma'od ma'od le'in cheke. Right, those who decide to be, these with the Gois and the Shomas decide to take his Bokhe, the Mokam Toiv, the Derech HaToiv, they become a Gdoyle Do. Vuhu Yechid Esigula Metsuyonim. Because the who Poshut Venodel Amivinim. Ubizeh, he didn't move on Divra Rabbi in an end of Toiv. Basically, he leaves us a Zoy. Meaning that it's no Steel Bechlal. That it's true, you have Rosh, he's a Rosh Gomo. Because he's chosen to be Rosh Gomo. He has the Bechir to be Rosh Gomo. Mitzad Acher has nothing to do with his Shosh Neshama. His Shosh Neshama is Taki Kodesh Kodoshim. And you want to call it subconsciously, whatever, but in his Pu'ulas, subconsciously he is doing Dvorim Noroim Ad Ma'oid in the highest Bechinas of the Olamas.
He could have done it in a positive way.
Yeah, in a positive way, with the right kavanas, he decided to do it with the wrong kavanas, but after became, this is not megareya.
It makes a tikkun through him.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to do with the many bundles of home along with the neighbor act and all that sort of thing. They mm-hmm. still had this, there was something or other there which could, someone took it to Taylor.
Was it?
Well.
Yeah.
But the Malka Yehuda, the Rishon ones, you see that they went to extremes.
Right.
They come from...
That's right. They had the Ghost of Kirkus and they used it for the, they used the Ghost of the Bad. Yeah, that's right. It's not. Okay, let's go back. The Hesed of Akudim. Now let's start again from Akudim. Ki hem oros deyos min ha-pesh la-odem kadom. Asher behem hesedin gilu ha-vayas ha-keli. Like we said. Ve-liyos ha-soro oros eilu pinimim u-me-akifim. You have to understand that this oros split into two cholokim, which we said many times, pinimim u-me-akifim. O-mitchabrim m-kashrim yachet tora keli echad. Keli echad. Dahinu, that even makifim dike, the chelik makifim, which is usually an exterior or which is makif the keli, it's within the keli. That means the kumto, there's two types of makifim. There's a makif which is inside the keli, which is makif the or panimi, and there's also a general makif around the actual keli. That's the deal. This is a tocha keli. It's a makif in tocha keli.
So why is it called makif then?
It's makif because it's exterior to the panimi stick of
all.
The
panimi.
Yeah.
Actually, the keli thing. It's not. We're not talking about the keli itself.
No, that's
makif the keli b'fnimi b'chutz.
Yeah.
So where's the keli come from?
The keli comes from a tzotzah of the batisha, as we saw last time. The batisha between the open panimi and all makif is dislodges the or gas shivo, and that forms the keli. Asher zibazu, asher zibazu nika akudim loshon yakod et yitzchak beno. It's akud everything together. It's one big keli being ma'akid all these fields. Because Solomon she yikashu she yikshor the kamo she bar bezat Hashem, but the also Yosef Elion shel aznai vechotem lo nizbaru. Now only from the Choytem downwards that we start speaking about, the Torah starts speaking to us. But from the Choytem upwards, we have no Pasuk about this. Kivan she'adam lo nizgal be'em, b'chinas ha'ra'es keli, v'achar kach lemad v'azad v'kel, nizbar b'chinas nekudim v'brudim. Now this is a very important line. We just want to tell on this for a little bit. That means to say that the Pasuk, the Torah is keli. Are you with me? The Torah is Kalim. The Oisius are Kalim in the Sefer Torah. Okay? Without the O is coming out from the Moshe, it was coming out from the Choytim. And there's no Oisius Kalim, we're all masking to that. Therefore, there's no Pesukim describing what's happening to those Oisius. Because there's no Kalim, therefore, there can't be any Oisius. Oisius hasn't been created yet. It's only when you come out from the pay comes out, then the Torah can start describing, because it has a tefisa on the Zamin Zaf, so therefore the Oisius can form themselves and describe what's going on in this oils. Yeah? Right. Vehine.
Is there a reason why we say Akedas Yitzchak? Is Yitzchak connected with this at all?
Well, he was part of the part of Shoshana. You mean at this point in time?
Yeah.
No. We're talking about So again, we're talking about one big kingdom of Kudim. It came out one big kingdom and all SS fields coming out. So they're all mamash mekusha echad l'sheni. And you ask me how the kelim form there? How the kelim form? Hem makim umevatishim zebeze umevera kosh lehem misyaled havayas abechinas akeli. Okay, that's the way the formation. That's the process we spoke of many times. That's how you form a kelim. Somebody asks you how do you form a kelim, right? You tell them not by blowing into a little pipe and making it grow, you know, the glass grow. That's not the way you make a keli. The way a keli is, first you take one chelik of the oil and the other chelik and you bash them in together, and you say, lo and behold, that's how you make a keli. Okay? Agam that we said at the beginning of Shai Gulim, that the way you make a Kedin is by through a Tzimtzum. Right? The Rav says Mufosh, the only way to make a Kedin is Der Tzimtzum. Alright? So what's going on over here? Here we're saying the way to make a Kedin is Batisha. Teretz is Hanahach, right? We spoke about this before. This is Leshem. Explains to us how to miyashiv all these sugyas that talk about CSK, but he doesn't speak about Tzimtzum. So he says everything is Tzimtzum. Because of the fact that they're always coming from the right side, and it's coming from the left side, it's not going directly, that's a form of a Tzimtzum. By it banging into itself and dislodging one chayv from the other chayv, that's pulling back the gvuos from the chesed, that is a form of memait the all. Memait is also lost of Tzimtzum. All that he fits into very nicely to fit into all the shmos together. That we're talking about Tzimtzum is the way to make a kiyum. That's what's happening. This is Batisha. That's Pshat Batisha here. Right. Now he's going to tell you the Rav, the Ariza often likes to bring out the Ramazim of the sug of all that we're speaking about. What are we speaking about? Which step are we? We're talking about the Sag. What's the Gematria of Pe? Pe is 63. Is 63, right? No, it's 85. Sorry, 85. So how do you get to? How do you tell me that it's exactly the all side? Because 63 plus the 22 kelim which come out, which is the osius, is 85. Let's see that. Sorry, but hey, nikra mokom azeh pe ki pe begematria sag v'chaf beis osius v'hine v'chinas osius hem. Kalim Kenol, that's what I'm speaking to. The Sefer Torah, which has oysters in them, those are the Kalim. That's why the Pesukim can now finally discuss to us and Megala to us what is happening in the world of the Pim, Olam HaPim. V'lachem nirmaz HaPim Shem Stag V'od Chav Beis Oysters L'ramaz Al Ma Shem Yitchadish V'mokam Hazeh Inyan HaVeyayis Kalim. Because what is Big Milo over the other two worlds of Oysen and Choyte? Because here we have a vice kelim. She's got to be kan al yedei chaf beis oysters. Right, here. Min hape hazeh yotsu asara oysters pinimim. Oysters pinimim v'asara makifim. V'nimshuchu mekeneged ponim adativo shel zeh olam. So let's follow the track here. It's coming up from the pit, going all the way down the body of Ak. On the exterior part until the tibul.
Is it going in between the oris of the which came from the choytim?
The choytim?
The choytim's oris, you said, went to the chazer.
Went to the chazer, that's right. So being this is being malbish that all.
Which one's being malbish? Which?
The or Oznaim came out and stopped until the Shpul HaZokim. Okay? The other or choytim, which was malbish that or, and went down further to the chazit, to the chest. And now the or peh goes and malbish these two oilers and goes down to the tibul. The ikar or. This is the ikar or.
If you want to imagine it in like physical terms, it would be like cylinders.
Which are inside. That's right. It's always cylinders. Yeah, that's the motion. Yeah. Amal gam kein hu meir derech atstodim. Because it was Ozem, al derech and niska leel was Ozem choytem. Again, that's the ikar or. Notice you have a ha'or. That's the chiluk we made. The Rav speaks about all, and he speaks about a lashon called ha'ora. Ha'ora is mispashed all around the goof of Ak, and the ikar or just goes mitzumtzum derech yasha. Vine. Ha'ozem. Oh, I think we've gone over time, so. You want to see if we try to finish or a few more lines?
Half past three.
Oh, it's happening? Okay, good.
Okay,
2 minutes. Right. Okay. Like this. So we just read it now. Vihine. But all the machotem lo yu rak shtei b'chinesh ha'om. Hem pinim and hem makifim. Aba kam b'pe nichbulu ha'b'china shem shtayim shem arba. Again, what's coming out? Very simple. On the right hand side is all makifim. And all three bechinas, right? The Ozen, Chotem, and Peh. On the left-hand side, coming out is always the from the Chotem, Chotem from the Ozen, Chotem, Peh is the all Penimi. Two bechinas, very simple to remember. Now from the Peh is going to come out four bechinas. We're going to split the all into two bechinas, the all Makif, and we're going to split the Kalim, the all and Kalim, into two bechinas each. Let's see that inside. אבל כאן בפה ניחו לו בחינס שהיו שתיים שהם הבא. והנה הם בחינס האורס, אורות וכלים. האורות נחפלו בסוד פנימי ומקיף, אבל הכלים בסוד פנימי וחיצון. זה clear? Two categories. אור, right? And the אור bangs into each other, makes the keli, and therefore we have a new bechir called keli, and even the keli will be split up into two. So all splinter or penimi or maki, and then the keli chelik was split into penimis the keli and the chitzonis the chelik of the keli.
And the keli itself, the keli and, the itself. And the penimi or maki is round in and outside the keli.
That's right. Exactly.
You said before the maki is also got. Other to makif also doesn't have copper inside and outside.
That's right. Even in all makif, even the all penimi will have its private or makif, which we're not speaking about that right now. We're talking about the general all makif, which is around the keli, like you said originally, and the all penimi, which goes in the keli. And in the keli itself, you have a thickness to the keli. You see the penimi stick chelik of the keli, and then you have a chitzonis stick chelik of the keli. And they work in conjunction. We'll see. Well, the all makif is going to mezachich the exterior part, and the all penimi is going to mezachich the internal part. And that's the way it always works in everything. Mm. It works in people that way. It works in all the volume.
Can I ask a general question?
Yes.
But we find that usually kelim on meshamish other things. We don't find things on meshamish kelim. Kelim are tools to be used for other things.
Yeah.
It seems that the orbs are just there to help create the cave.
No. It's there to hold the cave. To hold the orb.
There to hold the orb.
Yeah.
So it gets created first and then it could be used for.
Yeah, without a bias, as a machlik, it's been the Tzalil and then Moshe Rabbeinu, the Keli for the Mishkan. Yeah, so this is the first we build the Keli, and then once we have the Keli, that would all can be chal into the Keli. Right. The Elo Abba
Bechilas. You call it thickness, but that's when we're talking about in his tamshus of a Keli, however thin it is, but if you clip it as shown, but the Meister, it's got his tamshus. Klapei achutz and the stamshus klapei apnim. That's part of what the tinnakudas.
No, we're not.
The walls of the house that protect us from the outside and it keeps us warm inside.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the actual thickness of the cable. We're not talking about the stamshus, what you can do with it from inside or outside. Like I said, we'll see that the makif seeps into the exterior part of the keli. And mezachich, and it's there in order to cleanse the keli from the outside in, and the openimi seeps through the keli, through the thickness of the keli, in order to mezachich that keli. Yeah. Well, you are. There's another bechin, like you said, mishtamshus.
That's later on. After you've got the keli, the proper keli, then it can start being useful for holding oil and stuff like that.
That's right.
There's different stages.
Yes. Yes, correct. Yeah. Okay, very good. Now let's go back. It says, "Ve'elu abo bechinas, hein bechinas giloy oisem abo alofim aniskarim le'el shayu b'choytet." Well, let's just remember what we did last week. Mm-hmm. Is that there are four aleph? Two aleph are spelled with the vav and the yud and the yud. That's bechinas chasadim. And the other way to spell an aleph is with the vav, the yud on top, and a dalit at the bottom. That's the guy, the gvuras. Right? We knew how it came out. Let's just summarize. So to make the aleph with the two yuds, it came out from the right oizen, left oizen, and the choyten. And the way he spelled it with the vav yud dalit came out from the oizen yamin, and it came out from the vav dalit from the choyten. That was the kitzur. Let's continue. ואלו אבא בחינס אין בחינס גילו אויס מאבא אלוף ניסקום לאל שהיו בחויתם כי האור אבא ונמשך דרך פנימיוס האדום הזה ויוצא דרך הפה של האדם והנה שתי אלופים ציורם י' ו' ד' הם פנימיים ומקיפים. Okay, so the aleph which we drew Aleph, Yud, Yu, those are describing the two levels of all, the Pinimistika all and the Makifidika all. So every time you see Yud, an Aleph spelled that way, you know it's referring to an all Dika Aleph. V'shtei Alofim Shitsuon Yud Vav Dalet Hem Shtei Bechinas Akilim Pinimim Pinimi Uchitzel. When you see a Vav Aleph, an Aleph spelled with a Vav Yud Dalet, you know that's speaking about Kelim, the Chitzonim Dika Chelik and the Pinimis Dika Chelik. V'elu Alba Bechinas Hem Atzmo Bechinas Shtei Oznayim V'shtei Nikvei Achoytem Shinisgalu Bekan Bepeh. As we know, the way the Aleph were built, because with the Tzivot of those Naim and the Chotem, as we just explained.
You mean that the right one and the left one?
It was a Tzivot of the right and left.
And then the right and left.
Yeah. Yeah. The Tzivot for all four holes. Now.
And are you saying that's split into Ur, Panimi, and Makif? How do they get split up in this?
We'll see. Let's read on. He'll explain himself. He's quite specific here. Kimina ozen yenim nimshaka o. From the right ear comes out the o chelik. The yotze derape besod o makif. Again, we're only referring now to the o coming out exclusively from the pe. Even though we speak about love for the oizen and the choytem, we're not talking about that o. We're talking about the pneumistic chelik of the o, which is traveling inside of ak. The O oizen, which is coming out from the pe, again, the yitzir is always from the pe. So from the pe again, kimina oizen, you mean nimshaka O. So we're talking about O oizen, we're talking pe. The yotze derech pe, it's coming there, dafka derech pe. Besod O makif. Okay? V'choytem yamin, nimshaka O, the yotze derech pe. Again, from the O Choytim also, it's coming from the right side of the Choytim, also coming out from the Pe. I'll show you a diagram in a minute. Now, O Pinimi, that's coming to O Pinimi. Sorry, let's do that again. Kimina Ozen Yaminim Shach O V'yotza Derech HaPe V'sod O Makif. O Me'yachut Choytim Yamin Nimshach O V'yotza Derech HaPe. This is now. Umina Ozen Small Nimshach V'nasi B'chinas Chitzonis Tekeli V'chutz LePe. Okay, so again, from the right hand side, you're building up always the more ruchnistic chelik, which is all. You spill into all panimi or makif. That's coming out again from the right ear and the right nose, which is coming out there, the pit. And then when you come out from the left hand side, you're explaining the all, which is going to create the kelim shabo. The chitzonim is a chelik and the pnim is a chelik. Let's continue.
Is that despite the fact that when we were speaking about the earth which came from the oizen, for example, the right was the makif, the left was the pnimi, here we're changing it, we're saying the oiris, ben makif, ben pnimi, come from the right side and the kelim come from the left side.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. This is part of a huge steer of it. Of what we're learning here, and what in Shah Tanta, the Mefarshim, the Yafashah, many Mefarshim will ask this question exactly, how the beginning is done. But the answer quite simply is that when you're working with the Yisod of Erechim, we don't mind, again, we don't mind changing that we made it once, it's true, I admit, Chatati, I called it an Omakid, now I'm going to call it Opinimi, right, put me in jail. What are you going to do? Again, because it's always vis-a-vis a lower madrega. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the lower madrega, that's going to be, it's going to change its name. But let's continue. We're getting a clearer picture. I want to show you, Mr. Shem, a very clear picture of what's going on here. Now, ve'elu abba b'chiz, we're not finished here with the details. Ve'elu abba b'chiz nichnesu b'pim, ki hine b'pim yesh b'chiz hevel, o b'chiz dibo. Okay? We're not overwhelmed here at all because we know these are just different words for the exact same thing. Vina hevel hu bechinas ov. Oh, Hashem, so the Ariel is putting it, helping us out here. Hevel is begeder ov. V'dibo hu bechinas keli. Right, we have to put in all this into the equation here. I'll do that in a minute. Let's just finish off the lashon here. Vinine, yesh be pe, again, always in the pe, Hevel v'dibo elyonim belechim ha'elyon. That means on the. Well, we're going to split now the pay into four quadrants. The top right part, the bottom to that, and then the top left part, and the bottom left part. Okay? So the top right part of the pay will, as he says, v'hine yesh b'pay hevel v'dibur elyonim belechem ha'elyon. So in that top part, you'll find hevel v'dibur in the top lechi. V'hevel v'dibur atachtonim belechi tachton, on the right lower quadrant. Right? V'nimsa ki hevel elyon hu o makif, the right top box, let's call them four boxes. Top right box, and then you have the bottom right box. The top left box, and the bottom left box. So the two boxes on the right-hand side, which are the two quadrants on the right-hand side of the mouth, refer back to the Omakif and the Opinimi. And then he continues, and they're called Hevel V'Dibo. So let's read that again. V'hine, yesh b'peh Hevel V'Dibo Elyonim b'lechi Elyon, v'Hevel V'Dibo Tachtonim b'lechi Tachton.
You missed something, another one.
Yeah. I don't have that. Benimsa ki hevel elyon hu o makif, v'tachton hu o penimi. Okay, so the right. Let's call them numbers. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So top right box is 1, which is o makif, and top and bottom right box is penimi. V'dibo elyon keli chitzon. V'atachton hu keli penimi. V'orot shehem havolim hem b'yamina peh v'diburim shehem kelim hem b'smol peh. Okay, so this is what it comes out to be. Let's see, I hope I brought the picture with me here. If not, I'll have to tell you about peh. Right, okay, so here is the picture. If you can see it, can you see it over here? Okay, that's a summary of what we're speaking about over here. Okay, let me see if I can get it. Okay, so that is exactly what we just read right now. So let's talk about that. So at the top right box we have what's called the right column we're going to call O. In the left column we call Kaylee. Right, is that clear? Right column is O, left column. Okay, well, it depends which way you're looking at it, right? So this column is called O, and this column is called Keli. You have the right top cheek, left top cheek, and then you have the left, the left. Okay, in this column we call it, right? So you have the right and left, you have the top and bottom of the right, you want to call it, okay? And then you have the top and the left of the lech as well. So those are the four quadrants of the mouth. You're calling this left, right? So the left, are you calling this the right or left?
That's the right.
Okay, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So the right-hand side is O, the left-hand side is K. The right top box is called Omaki, and this is all Pinimi. And this is the Keli Chitzen, and this is the Keli Pinimi. This sums up the world of a Kudin. This is what it works out. So in the mouth of Peh, you would see it, the oar is coming out from the Pedak in this Tzur. The oar on this side, and then you have the Keli on that side. Okay, so that is the formation of the Osea. Like I said, we're going to see there's a bit of a steer here, and the Arizal himself is going to ask exactly how is the Bechinas changing from what we saw last week. And we'll get clear in this picture once we understand all the kashas of the Arizal.
Is that why the top one is Chochma and the one is Venus? The top one comes from the Oizen, which is it? I'm not sure anymore. Is it Av? And the lower one is Tzad, which is Bina.
That's right. Top, the top is Chochma. That's why the Ozem is coming out from the top two boxes, the top two high quadrants in the mouth, and the lower bottom ones is called Bina because it's coming out from the Chochma.
And each half, the top half and the bottom half, has got their own sounds which come out because the Tziruf of Hevel and Dibble on the top, and you've got Tziruf of Hevel and Dibble on the bottom as well.
That's right. That's more than the same. Theo speaks about the four, the five, Matosapay. Let's speak about it over there.
Yeah, in my one, it says Gichet is on the top and Aha is on the bottom.
Yeah, the reader doesn't go into that. Not my English stuff anyway. Okay, any questions? Is it clear?
It brings Shamamar and Rashbi.
Okay, Shamamar and Rashbi.
It brings it in the actual descent, the different cases. Mm-hmm.
Anything not clear?
Has anything clear? Tibur, what does Hever and Dibur mean?
Hever is a high bechina of Dibur.
When you speak, you've got to breathe, and then you formulate it. Is that speaking?
That's the call. I'll give you to formulate words. First, you have to. This breath, okay, and then it comes out, that's more gash mechelik. So the hevel is connected all, more huchni dika dibo, and then when you come out and actually and formulating the letters, which are the kelim, that is the dibo or kelim. They're synonymous, one for the other. Okay, so we'll stop it here.
Okay. For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.